Mr. Vice President, Human Rights Watch highlights the importance of the Working Group's mandate to protect the rights of people of Africa and the descent around the world. This is only possible through urgent reckoning with continuing legacies of colonialism and slavery. In relation to the Working Group's recent visit to the UK, we would like to stress the following. Former colonial and slavery powers need to stop denying the right to reparations enshrined in international law. Development aid projects are not a substitute for giving effect to that right. Reparations should be provided through a victim-centered process that guarantees meaningful participation and representation of affected communities aimed at full reparations for ongoing losses and the impact of colonial abuse and enslavement. The Chagossian indigenous people, forcibly displaced from their homeland by the UK and US governments more than 50 years ago, continue to fight for the right to reparations for ongoing colonial crimes. The UK government should ensure meaningful participation of the Chagossians in negotiations with Mauritius over the future of the islands, that any outcome ensures full reparations, including allowing the Chagossians to return to their homeland. People of African descent also face structural injustices, structural injustices in immigration systems of former colonizers. Members of the UK Windrush generation have a right to redress for the irreparable harm suffered when wrongfully treated as illegal immigrants by the UK government. Many are still denied the right to an effective remedy. Reforms are needed to address this injustice. Thank you.